English does a great job of being a dominant language. It really is everywhere. In public, on TV, online, at the shops, at the playground, in our wider families. Our kids hear English most places they go in New Zealand. So creating Māori language environments without quickly giving in to the natural default language of English can be hard. There are also schooling challenges. When you want Māori language to be part of your children's schooling, it's not as simple as going to the school around the corner from you because they may not offer what you're after. Even in Māori language schooling, there are decisions to make around proximity to the school, the amount of reo, the kaupapa, philosophy of the school, your capacity to support your children in homework, your hopes for their English literacy, and so on. Expectations of parents with kids in Māori language schooling are high. There are whānau hui to attend, kapahaka, marae noho, overnight stays on marae, and fundraisers, and sometimes expectations around the amount of Māori you speak at home. This is a challenge for many of us because as second language learners, many of us have sent our kids to kura hoping that they will get the reo in a way we didn't and still haven't quite mastered. Many kōhanga and kura see the benefit of having Māori language at home to support the child's learning, and some ask the whole whānau to be engaged in reo learning or speaking. When we were considering which school to choose for our son, we asked one of our mentors, Sir Timothy Karitu, for advice. He said, in his inimitable way, "Ko te kāinga te Māori o te reo." The home offers the vital essence of language. He hit a home run with that one, and we referred to this statement ever since. When you accept this concept, though, that language vitality emerges from your own home, it means you're picking up the challenge of the opportunity to ensure at least some of that vitality comes in the form of te reo Māori. Māori language resources for children are so much more accessible and numerous than they used to be, but they're still not as readily available as English books, games, TV shows, and digital apps are. Kids are very perceptive and pick up on how much a language is valued. Having ways of expressing themselves in Māori that are relevant, fun, and cool for them builds the value they place on being a Māori speaker. So you know, speaking Māori with your kids in your community can start conversations you may not expect. What to know about this book? A wise woman said to us when Stacey was carrying our third child, "It's chaos. Just embrace the chaos and you'll be fine." Although this was a mildly terrifying concept at the time, she was right. The same can be said of language learning as an adult. It's chaos, just embrace it, and you'll be fine. This is especially true when you're part of a busy family aiming to raise your tamariki with Māori as a vibrant language of your home. Every single day is a learning opportunity for kids. We can't waste one of those days that could be a chance for them to hear, use, learn, and speak Māori. Today is the day to go for it. Drop the excuses and simply enjoy speaking Māori in your home. Not when I'm fluent, not one day, not when I'm not too busy. Today. This book will help you fake it until you make it, as well as offer ideas and extra vocabulary for those who have made it and are good speakers. What it won't do is go into lengthy linguistic explanations because this is not a grammar book. It's an up-and-go survival guide, remember? As we've said earlier, we've written several books that can help you get to a conversational level of Māori, and there are plenty of good books, courses, apps, and resources to cater to those of us who respond well to learning grammar and a traditional style of language learning. But we've identified particular challenges facing whānau who want to learn and use Māori in their homes. Kiwi adults often haven't been given a grounding in linguistics through our schooling, especially if we haven't learned languages other than English to a fluent level. If we've come through school without having much to do with statives and passive verbs, we get easily put off when faced with these terms and concepts. We start with romantic ideas of learning te reo Māori, but when we come up against the more technical, grammatical aspects, it's easy to give up. Parents are time poor, so they need usable, relevant learning fixes that fit into their schedule. It's often hard to find ways to learn functional language for use in the home. This book and the learning style we've used at our wānanga is aimed to mitigate these challenges. So, we'll give repeated examples of very common sentence structures relating to the topic